open your Bible, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. I thought I was going to hurry through these verses, but I find so many doctrines and so many admonitions and so much preaching here until I'm just sort of taking as it comes, and I hope you'll stay with me from day to day. But now look at verse 18. For as much, in other words, because, for as much as, and since you know, for as much as ye know, that ye were not redeemed. Now that word redeemed means to be bought back. In the Bible, it means to be bought back from the devil. The devil stole the human race away in Adam. The devil tricked Adam and Eve and stole them away, stole away their righteousness, stole away their godliness, stole away their perfectness. He stole away their joy, their peace, their communion, their fellowship with God, their being able to be in the presence of God. He stole that away. He took it away. Now Jesus Christ, the second Adam, came, paid the penalty for our sins, died on the cross, shed his blood, and he paid for every sin that had ever been committed or ever would be committed, and bought us back when we trust him. And we are not redeemed. We are not bought back with corruptible things as silver and gold. I tell you, Peter really makes it plain and clear here that Christians today have got their minds on the wrong thing. He really makes it clear that they've got their minds on the wrong thing. They need to get their minds off silver and gold. They were not redeemed with silver and gold. They can't be redeemed with silver and gold. They can't be, they could not be, they never could be. And so consequently, he says, remember, you know that you were not redeemed with something that is corruptible. Silver and gold is corruptible. You can have it today and lose it tomorrow. And what do you want it for in heaven anyhow? Why lay it up? You can't take it with you. You say, well, now, preacher, you're not narrow-minded enough to think that we ought not to have retirement or we ought not to put up savings. No, if you can do that, do it. That's all right with me, as long as you've given God his part and then you've given some more, and then you've given faith promise to missions on top of that, and then you've helped somebody on the side beside that, and then you got any left, why, put it up. That's good. Put it up and save it. But he says, that's not what you're redeemed with, because it's corruptible. You can put it in stocks and bonds today and have nothing tomorrow. And so he says, you're redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold. But from your vain conversation, that manner of life that you lived before you got saved, you were not bought back from that with silver and gold. But he said, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. In other words, your fathers taught you to live mean and like the devil and in sin, and you were brought up that way and you lived that way. And when you were brought up that way and you lived that way, you did that, and your conversation was received from your father. You were bought away from that. You're not that way anymore. You're just absolutely not that way anymore. You are redeemed by the blood, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Somebody says the blood's not important. The blood doesn't make any difference. The blood is a symbol. I beg your pardon. This says you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Not with a symbol of the blood of Christ, not with the life of Christ, not with the death of Christ, but you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Now you let that sink in, and then one of these fancy Dan radio preachers comes along and tells you that the blood didn't mean anything, that it just went into the ground and went back into vapor and it faded away. and ignores the book of Hebrews that says that Jesus took it before God and offered it upon the altar in heaven to make an atonement for your sins, you cut that radio off or turn it somewhere else. It'd be better off you listen to some good classical music or something else. Don't listen to rock and roll and that kind of mess, but be better you just cut it off and turn on your record player or your tape player than it would be to listen to somebody play down and make fun of and make light of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, because it's the blood that redeemed you from your sins, redeemed you from that old life of sin. It was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the precious, precious blood. You can't make a symbol out of that. You cannot make a sign out of that. You can't make an allegory out of that. All in the world you can do is believe it like it says it. But with the precious blood of Christ, you were redeemed and from the tradition of your fathers and the wicked, ungodly life that you lived, you were saved with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, who was the Lamb without blemish, the Lamb. He says, as of a Lamb without blemish and without spot, but the Bible says he is the Lamb of God. Well, may God bless you, and may God help you to remember the blessing of being a born-again Christian, and may it stand you in good stead any time. There is a time of trial and tribulation and disappointment and sorrow and trouble. You turn to 1 Peter and read these things, and then you start doing these admonitions that he's giving us and commands that he's giving us, and you'll see these things change. You'll see them change quickly.